about all this other shit.
Hello. What? Sorry, I'm just making sure everything's recording.
And I'm angry about everybody, like at everyone.
Yeah, I get it.
All of the sides.
Hello and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Back together live because, you know, I'm done with shitty audio. God damn it.
I'm just kidding.
I'm done. I quit. I'm so happy to not have shitty audio this week.
Yeah, that was fucking bad last week.
I told you, dude.
I didn't even listen.
Yeah.
I was like, I just know because I was on the fucking call.
I feel bad for anybody who did listen.
Yeah, they're fine.
It was
rough. They deserve no better.
I mean, you're not
wrong. How many times have they donated to our show, to our Patreon, Trevor?
That's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Colin came bearing gifts since we haven't seen each other in... Fuck, when did I stop out at your house?
That was like at least a month or two ago, yeah.
I've missed you, buddy.
I know.
Man. So I'm going to open up a present. Colin brought me an I miss you present because he likes me better than I like him.
It's kind of an early birthday present for you.
That'll work, too. It is upside down. It is the Joker, and it's... Oh, my God, I'm in love with it. It says, make Gotham great again, and it's Batman the Animated Series, like Mark Hamill Joker. And it is fucking beautiful and perfect. And I'm going to wear it to the protest tonight.
Nice. Wait, what?
What?
I'm going to the protest.
I mean...
I don't know.
Not tonight.
Right.
Ooh.
I'm going to definitely get shot now.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one thing to say about it.
Yeah, I figured.
This really got to me, you know, because people knee-jerk reaction to everything.
Yes.
Cops were posted up on top of DoSpace.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, you got some really big windows there, DoSpace, and lots of computers inside. Looks like we're going to bust your shit up. You know, people threatening because they let cops on the roof. I'm like, maybe stop to think that this nonprofit who helps the community, especially the poor black community.
Right.
You know, learned valuable work skills. Maybe they don't have a choice in the matter. And if you look at DoSpace, they released a statement saying, the police are within their right to basically take over our building in an emergency
situation. They can kind of do that to any building.
Yeah. They're like, we have no fucking say in this.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody fucked their building up. I hope not.
Look,
but my first thought was like, you fucking moron. I mean, just...
All I'm saying is that the two angry parties, you know, the people with a legitimate beef here because that fucking cop murdered the shit out of that guy, and the people who really want a haircut, should probably just team up.
Here's another thing I thought of because I keep seeing that meme. Like, oh, they didn't do anything about these guys. I'm like, and what do you notice the difference between the two groups are? Well, one of them is heavily fucking armed.
Armed to the fucking teeth.
Guess what? Authorities scared of fucking people that can shoot back at them.
That's what I'm saying. The Black Lives Matter movement needs to basically be like, hey, bro.
I guess.
We're going to give you haircuts and tell you you don't have to wear a mask if you line up like riot protection in front of our protest between us and the police.
Yeah.
They need to team up. Like, the part that all these people don't get is they're technically on the same side against fucking authority.
Yeah.
Against totalitarian fucking authority. But what do I know?
I don't get it.
That fucking video, man.
People are not being rational.
That fucking video you posted of those motherfucking cops. Those cops just marching down fucking neighborhoods.
Hey, that's Omaha tonight, buddy.
Fucking shooting at people for sitting on their porch.
Right.
Just... pop, 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 unloading their fucking, their pepper balls at motherfuckers because they have the audacity to be outside.
Yeah.
On their, not even like out in the street.
Yeah. Just on their front stoop.
Just on their own front fucking porch, man.
Well, look, maybe you should have listened to Authority.
Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe the rioters have been right the whole time. You ever stop and think about that is all I'm saying.
I mean, no, I don't stop to think about that.
Yeah.
I just remembered I have to silence my phone.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't even know where my phone is, so I'm good.
Yeah.
So anyway, all that. I don't want to talk about that.
It's been crazy.
I really don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I want to talk about the United States finally rejoining the fucking space race, Colin.
Oh, yeah. You mean this race to not go any further?
No.
Not go any further, Trevor?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, did they go to the moon this time?
They're planning on it.
Oh, are they?
They have to
go. Are they?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll believe it when I see it, Trevor.
So will I.
When did they land on the moon? 1968?
Let me put a hand up in front of your face like this.
Okay, do that.
A little over a year ago, Donald Trump, look, like him or hate him, don't care. He gave a speech where he said, I'm going to put America back in space.
He did do that.
And what happened? Boom! A year later, we're back in space. You know what else he said? After that, I'm going to put us back on the moon and then on Mars, motherfuckers. We're going to do it.
We'll
and
see.
He's one step already, man. We haven't had...
I mean, he's not putting us there.
No, but Mike Pence did, so fuck it. Mike Pence is like the president of the Space Commission.
Yeah.
We haven't... The United States hasn't put a person in space in almost 10 years. It's been 9 years since the last time we were able to put a person in space.
Because the Russians are better at it than us.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they're still better at it.
Did you watch any of it?
No, I didn't.
Go look up...
I was that, not doing shit.
Go look up the SpaceX Dragon capsule.
Yeah.
It is...
I did see what they wanted to launch Wednesday.
Yeah.
Was it? I saw clips of them sitting in there waiting
it's
for launch.
It's so fucking cool,
yeah,
dude.
It is pretty neat.
It is the most sci-fi looking spaceship I've ever seen in my life.
Turns out the suit's designed by a Hollywood costume designer.
Yeah. The whole thing looks like it was designed by Hollywood. So the space capsule is just pure white.
Yeah.
And it looks like a movie prop. And then inside is just all nice white with these perfect little circle windows on each side and like four seats across that like they start in like a like vertical to the ground position and you sit in it and then it like folds up boop to where your back is to the ground and all of the controls are just three touch panel monitors.
Yeah. LCARS panels basically.
Yes.
Nice.
They have fucking LCARS. That's it. There's not a joystick or a button or a switch in the whole fucking cockpit, dude.
Which, I mean, awesome, but also kind of scary.
A little bit. But also...
Like, I hope they have redundancies, like a joystick that pops out in case everything fucks up.
He has to, right?
Right. Oh, but, my God. How awesome would that be? Just to, like, demonstrate they just fucking do that. And it's like...
But... And it's all automated.
Yeah.
They don't do anything. The screens and all the controls on the screens are just there as an emergency backup.
I mean, that's kind of how a lot of the old space shuttles were like that, too.
Really?
Yeah, I think a lot of that, most of that was, like, automated.
I watched the whole launching into space, and it's just the two astronauts sitting there with their hands on their fucking chest like Cat in the Hats. Just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. And I'm like, this is the fucking coolest thing I've ever seen in my life, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get as excited about it just because
I don't know, man. I don't think I've ever just sat and watched a launch and then like they fucking followed them all the way up into space and then did a little fucking live interview with the dudes in space and I don't know, man. It was fucking cool. It made me excited. It made me excited for space again in a way I haven't been since I was a little kid.
Yeah. I didn't get that nostalgia with it. I heard about it. Nice.
And the fucking rocket lands itself.
Yeah, it does.
Like, the stage one booster, like, falls back into the atmosphere and then rights itself and lands on a boat.
Nice.
It's like, just...
Instead of just crashing into the ocean?
Yeah. It just lands straight up and down back on a boat so it can be used again.
Nice.
Fucking...
That's smart.
Elon Musk is, like, it's not just a Kavarius meme. He's actually fucking Iron Man.
Well, I know.
The dude is awesome. And all of his shit is awesome.
I just don't understand, And he smokes weed with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Meaning that weed's probably not so bad.
Yeah.
I don't understand what... Fuck. Now I lost what my train of thought there.
I don't know, but forgive the fucking train noise in the background.
That's fine. It's better than the...
It is.
What? Hello? Are we still there?
We should just...
Crush there.
A little of time.
God
damn, I'm so fucking... Never again, Colin. Next time we're all locked down, like in the flu season starts and we're all locked down because of the flu. Just
fucking put on hiatus.
Yeah, we're done. We're not
Do clip
recording.
Shows?
Yes.
We'll never do clip shows.
I was going to do a clip show one time and then I pulled
you
one clip out.
You realize how much
I'm
work
like,
it would take?
Oh. fuck that noise.
I bet we could get Connor to do it. He's autistic enough to, like, he would probably do something like that.
Do you have the archive? Let him go back through the first 50 episodes and find our worst bits?
Oh, my God. No, dude, we will not. We won't have jobs after that. That was 2015, 2016, so. Yeah. We were way less woke back then.
Yeah, that's probably true. Goddamn.
Because, you know, you can't have opinions today. Hey, so what have you been up to? Watch anything new? Are you waiting for the train?
No, I'm just wondering if we're actually recording on these microphones or not. Give me a second. I'm going to pause. Oh,
my God.
I think we've been recording off the laptop mic the whole time. God damn it. All right, now the audio is going to be good. So I apologize for the first 10 minutes of this episode, but it's been so long since we've recorded, I forgot how to set up my audio equipment, and we were recording on the laptop mic that entire fucking time.
Brilliant.
So...
professional.
I'm going to do what I can to make that sound not shitty, but it is what it is.
Why didn't I... Honestly, you shouldn't have said anything.
No, it'll be obvious. That microphone sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you do? What did you do this week?
Fucked up audio. I fucked up audio, Colin.
Good job.
All I do is fuck up audio.
Good job, idiot. I came over here and risking coronavirus, and you fucked it up. You had one job.
This has been the Loud Neighbors podcast. Fuck me. God damn it. I painted a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
I've been buying new toys for mm-hmm. painting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bought a new wet palette a couple weeks ago, and it works way better than my last wet palette, and it's really made painting a lot more fun already. Just like the paint comes off the palette is great.
Yeah.
And then earlier this week, I decided, like, I'm sick of shaking paint because, you know, mini paint separates, like, overnight. And you really got to shake the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking hard to shake. And so I got on Amazon and I bought this little, like, fucking fingernail polish paint shaker. I think it's for originally for
fingernail
polish. Is
it like one of the little ones that go like they have at Walmart?
No, it's way nicer.
Oh.
It's this little dome. I'll show it to you after the pod. It's this little dome-shaped thing about this big with, like, a rubber-tip dome that vibrates and spins, and you just like hold the pot on top of it and push down, and it activates and it creates basically a swirling vortex in the paint.
Hmm.
And it mixes it up in like 20 seconds. Like,
nice.
The best mix I've ever seen of any of my paints, dude. My paint is like so creamy and fucking perfect now. It's been great.
Interesting.
So I've just basically been painting the fuck out of things this weekend so I could play with the paint shaker.
Okay.
Using as many colors as I can.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it has been. It's been a good fucking time. And as a result, I'm almost done with my Warcry guys finally, which I started forever ago and have really been slacking on. Hmm. Let's see. Started watching Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, if you've never watched that, it's the only cartoon I've ever seen that is almost as good as Batman the Animated Series.
Really?
It's fucking great.
Hmm.
It's kind of anime style, but it's not Japanese.
Yeah.
But, like, it's a serial, like animes are, you know? Like, I mean, it's kind of episodic, but the story is a serial. And it starts off kind of, you know, lighthearted, but, like, it gets dark. It gets real fucking dark.
Hmm.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I don't know. When that was popular, I was not watching cartoons much anymore.
I didn't watch it. I watched it originally on Netflix a few years back. When it was on Netflix like 5 or 6 years ago, and I watched it on there and on somebody's recommendation. They're like, no, you should check it out. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'll sit down and watch a couple episodes. It's fucking good, man.
Hmm.
It's worth checking out if you're just sitting around looking for a cartoon to watch.
I don't generally watch cartoons anymore.
I don't know why.
There's not a lot that I watch, but
I can't. I don't know.
I watch Bob's. Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's about it.
Like, I don't watch anime anymore. I used to love watching anime. I just can't.
I did watch Cowboy Bebop earlier, like last year.
You know, I never did. I never. That's one of the series I never did watch.
Just check it out.
I've seen some episodes, but I never.
It took me a few episodes to get into it, yeah. But once I got into it, I really enjoyed it.
I like the theme for it.
Yeah.
So the composer for the theme song, her name is Yoko Kanno, and she also did the music for a game called Uncharted Waters New Horizons.
All right.
Which is one of my favorite Sega Genesis games. Was also a Super Nintendo game. But the music on the Genesis is, I think, much better because it's got that Genesis quality to it.
A certain je ne sais quoi.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh my God, we touched. Gross.
Yeah. Oh, we're also, everybody I work with has coronavirus, so yeah, enjoy that.
I've heard. Let's see, what else?
I went and bought some drywall today. I have this whole week off, by the way.
Oh, nice. Oh, you took it off for my birthday.
Is it your birthday?
Tuesday.
Oh, you can come over on Tuesday on your birthday and celebrate by hanging some drywall?
I'm working.
What do you say? You want to celebrate by drywalling?
No, not really.
Drywalling?
Call Connor.
I need somebody who can do physical activity.
He has been, the last like year, he's been doing nothing but like drywalling and shit.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'm calling Connor.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to go pick him up, but I bet if he's free, he'd probably be more than willing to help.
All right.
So.
Fuck. I could use help.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been, He's got a friend whose mom, I guess their house, their basement got fucking flooded and destroyed.
Yeah.
And
lean into your mic a little more.
She, apparently her dad was a handy. Oh, this thing's not even turned towards me. Jesus Christ.
Look, guys.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It didn't matter at first because we weren't using this microphone.
Oh, no. Do we want to just quit?
No.
I mean, I don't mean just this episode.
I know, I know what you mean.
Just quit.
Anyway, so his friend's mom, who her dad was a fucking remodeler, and so she learned a lot of shit from him. And she's wanted to refinish her basement, and none of her kids wanted to help. And she was like, "Hey, Connor, you don't have a job, and I can pay you money, and you can come learn a skill." So
fuck, that's what
he's been doing for the last like 8 or 9 months.
Well, good. He can come teach me a skill.
Yeah. So,
all right,
there you go.
I probably will actually do that.
All right. I'll let him know he's going to have to start going to bed a little earlier.
Why?
I guess you guys want to do it late at night.
Right. I don't know what time you think I wake up.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially when I have a week off. You don't
sleep, though, so.
I also don't sleep.
All right. Yeah. So I think his hours are like mine when I was mid-shift.
Oh, yeah.
No, probably also swings because I was always up till like 5 or 6 in the morning anyway.
Right.
Because, you know, I can't fucking go home and not have 8 hours to unwind.
I got a dumpster coming tomorrow to throw away the rest of the shit that I've ripped down there.
Nice.
And then I got a stack of fucking drywall in my garage that I'm going to start screwing to the walls.
Awesome. Sounds fun.
I'm actually pretty excited about it because I need to get that fucking basement going.
Yeah.
Because I would like to move back down there because having everything I do in that back office up here is just not enough room for my computer and my painting and all my board games. And
yep, I understand that.
Yeah.
I have found a show that I've been watching with Doria.
Yeah.
That we really enjoy. And I don't know what you're going to say about me watching this show.
Oh, Jesus.
The Great British Bake Off
is
fucking fascinating. And you know what? You know what I like about it?
What's that?
You know how most reality competition shows are real shitty and everybody's just super fucking...
Yeah.
Backstabbing? Not at all like that.
Really?
Like, they're all just super supportive of each other and, like, fucking feel bad when people get booted off the show. And
weird.
Well, apparently it was like that for like the first 6 seasons of it.
Yeah.
And then it moved from BBC to
America.
No, to one of the other British stage, big British fucking network.
Yeah.
And apparently they went the other route where they're like trying to make everybody all shitty. But yeah.
I mean, I watched like 6 seasons of fucking that Gordon Ramsay show, so I can't judge too much.
Did you watch Hell's Kitchen?
No.
Or just Kitchen Nightmares?
Yeah, Kitchen Nightmares. Yeah. And some Hotel Hell.
Hotel Hell was actually really good.
There was also a period in my life where I was just literally marathoning over and over and over again Storage Wars.
Oh my God, that fucking... You know what? I watched that show for like a couple of seasons, and it got to the point where I'm like, fuck this show, because it's... I mean, it's all bullshit. It's
clearly all fake.
But like, when I see certain things, like I would see fucking... Because it's like they'd go through and list how much things are worth. I'm like, I don't think you guys actually know what... I don't think you know what eBay is.
No.
What they're... Well, what they would do is they'd log... Oh, yeah. That, oh, yep. That thing goes... See, right now, there's one selling for $800.
Yeah.
No, nobody's buying it.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to sell it for that much.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn. Which then, in turn, fucking makes everybody... in the world on with online commerce, like, well, on eBay, somebody has it for this much. Okay.
Yeah.
How much did the last 3 of them sell for? Half of that?
Yeah.
Well, then it's worth half of that. Like, fuck your face.
But Brandi Passante was fucking hot, so I just kept watching.
Was she the one with the husband that did it?
Yes.
Yeah. She was pretty hot. I watch a shitload of fucking Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
That show is... addictive as shit, and it's almost all phony.
Yeah,
because like the people walking in that place, I've seen pictures that people have taken of the place. Half of it is just merchandise.
Yeah,
based on the show, which I should have gone when I was in Vegas, but I just kind of didn't want to fucking. I don't know.
You didn't want to fucking deal with Chumlee. When I started going to Reddit meetups,
they don't work there. None of them are actually there except for the show.
Oh,
yeah, that's the thing. You go there and it's just random fucking people working.
Well, that's why you should watch Comic Book Men, because those guys are all actually the employees of that store.
No, instead I decided to go to a toy store there that was across from our hotel that looked a lot like Candy's and was pretty fucking dope.
Right on.
Yeah, that's it. Trying to think what else. We watched, fuck. What, did we watch any movies last weekend? No, it's just been the Great British Baking Show.
I watched Repo the Genetic Opera. I hadn't watched that in years.
That was all right. I tried watching it again. It didn't hold up as well as fucking Dr. Horrible for me.
That's fair.
Dr. Horrible's fucking great.
Great, though.
Yeah. Repo is a little...
It's goofy, but it's still really fun.
Yeah.
And I like horror movies and I
think that's that probably kind of shit, so part that of helps. Why I'm like...
Like,
and I like the lightheartedness of Dr. Horrible a little more.
But I don't know, man. I think Repo's fun as fuck. Like, it's dumb.
Yeah.
But it's fun. And sure. That's all I'm... And also fucking, the guy from Buffy.
Yeah.
Has great pipes.
Yeah, he was good.
He's a hell of a singer.
He is good. I made Doria's daughter watch...
For anybody who's listening, Repo the Genetic Opera is a rock opera. It's like a rock musical about a guy who repossesses organs when they get behind on their payments. It's in a future where there are designer organs, and if you get behind on your payment for your organs, he comes and cuts you open. He's like Murder Batman.
And Murder Batman.
And he steals your heart and your liver. And Pauly Cicero from Goodfellas is the big bad.
Okay. What was I? Oh, I made Doria's daughter watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
The good one?
Yeah, oh yeah, the Gene Wilder one. Dude, watching that movie, fuck man, he was so awesome.
Gene Wilder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, just... And I can't, I off the top of my head right now, I can't remember some of the lines, but there's some of the shit he would like just like say back to the people on the tour.
Yeah.
It was just so fucking funny. It's just like super quick witted stuff and like, oh, damn.
Yeah. He's fucking hilarious in that.
He's fucking great.
And I like when like halfway in, like some kid's doing something, he's just sitting there casually. He's like, oh, stop.
Yes.
Don't.
Yes. Shit like that.
It could do without like probably the first 20 minutes though.
Yes. Where the fucking, he's trying to find the golden ticket.
They really drag that shit out.
Yes, and they
do. Fucking the mom's song sucks.
Yep. It's bad. Yeah, yeah. British. It's I think because it was British, and I don't know. I think they really wanted to press home the fact that they were so goddamn poor.
Like, we get it. You could have gotten everything before the chocolate factory out in about 5 minutes.
I mean, it was Charlie's, parents getting killed in the alley by the guy. That was that first 20 minutes was every Batman movie.
Yeah, but that's usually not 20 minutes.
It doesn't matter.
It's usually a flashback.
Yeah, but that's because there's like a million Batman movies. There's only one Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. No, the other one's
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, but it's just named
after the book.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's like saying I Am Legend, Omega Man, and The Last Man on Earth aren't the same movie.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I started reading a book. Doria does this book club thing.
Yeah.
And I am not very fast at reading books, so I did not get to finish the book.
You want
to
start a slow learners book club?
Like, take 2 months to read the book?
Yes.
Right now they're reading The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon.
Where we read good books instead?
That's a Stephen King book. It's about a girl who gets lost in the woods, and like apparently the way she helps herself, because there's, you know, Stephen King stuff in the book.
Yeah.
Is listening to AM radio baseball games. And this guy, Tom Gordon, he's a baseball player for the Red Sox.
Huh.
Yeah. I guess it's pretty good. What they're reading, but I'm not really into that shit.
That's fair.
But last month they did a book called Round Ireland with a Fridge.
Okay.
And it's a book about a guy. And it's based on a real true story. Guy was out drinking with his buddies and apparently made a bet and wrote it down and found it the next day that he would, let's back up. He was in Ireland and he was getting on a bus or something. And he saw a guy on the side of the road hitchhiking with a fridge. He had a fridge with him.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's odd. And nobody or the taxi or whatever, the driver that was with him, like didn't blink at it. It was like, oh yeah, that's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of always enchanted by how interesting and eclectic Irish people were.
Sure.
And he's British, by the way. Well, anyway, he was talking about the story. It came up years after that. What are you listening to? There's somebody outside yelling.
There's a knocking noise, and I'm trying to see if something's bumping my mic or if it's coming from outside, and I can't tell. Don't worry about me. Just talk, motherfucker.
Anyway,
I'm listening.
Are you?
There's an Irish guy and an English guy, and he's got a fridge in a box.
Yeah. Okay. Close enough. Well, anyway, the guy ends up making a drunken bet that he'd travel around the coast of Ireland with a fridge.
Okay.
And he takes the bet. It's for £100.
Right.
He spends more money on the fridge.
Sure.
And traveling than he does, than he wins in the bet.
Yeah, but it's about the principle.
But it's pretty goddamn funny.
All right.
It's pretty silly.
Guy's
a good, he's a comedian. I've never heard of him. His name is Tony Hawk.
Never heard of Tony Hawk?
Not the skateboarder.
He's got like 10 skateboard games.
I know. He's coming out with a new one. Yeah. I'm actually kind of excited. I'd play it.
After Tony Hawk 5, maybe hedge your excitement.
Yeah.
Till it's released.
Was Tony Hawk 5 just a cute QuickTime event game?
It was just real, real bad.
Fair enough.
By all accounts.
I think this is supposed to be a fucking remake of the original.
Oh, yeah, it's a remake of 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I've actually heard that's really good.
Yeah.
So
that could be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a pretty fun book.
I'm kind of serious about this. Maybe we'll get in the face group and
yeah.
See if they want to start a Facebook group, Loud Neighbors Book Club.
Okay. One of the rules they had is like they want to keep the books under 400 pages. That's one of the rules.
That's a reasonable rule.
Yeah. Because otherwise then people are going to start picking fucking Atlas Shrugged or...
No women authors. That should be a rule.
Absolutely not. You know why? Because I want to, I've never read it, but I want to read The Giver Quartet.
Okay.
Which was, what's her name? It's Judy Blume.
You want to read Judy Blume books?
Yeah, dude, The Giver Quartet's supposed to be really fucking good. She won like some fucking, that one award for it. There's a
writing. Hey God, it's me, Margaret. Is that?
I have no idea.
Banicula, was that Judy Blume or was that the other one?
It might be the other one. I don't know. I think she wrote these books I remember as a kid called All About Sam.
Yeah.
And I bought one for Doria and Sophia to read and to fucking love it because they're really funny books. I mean, for a kid.
Sure.
But she wrote these ones. It's kind of a sci-fi. I mean,
let's be honest. Anybody listening to this podcast, except for Matt, probably can't read above a fucking fourth grade level anyway, so.
Ah, come on, dude. We got...
Then why are they listening to us?
They're masochists.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
I was going to say,
So 50 Shades of Grey, that's where we should start?
I would probably say Eileen and Mimsy are pretty intelligent people.
Isn't that weird?
What?
That smart people listen to this garbage?
No, not really. Smart people like to hurt themselves, I think.
I mean, your sister at least has the excuse that she's related to you.
Right.
And say, I guess I'm supporting my stupid family, but...
Is it support?
At least I'm laughing at my stupid family. Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Also, one of our listeners is an actual author.
Yeah, I know.
He's written an actual book. That's why
I said everybody except Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's an actual fucking author. Yeah. He's got another one coming out soon.
Does he? Too. Is it the sequel to it?
No, he's writing like a prequel or a side story or some shit because he doesn't ever want me to know what happens after like the fucking cliffhanger ending. He's going to George R.R. Martin me, the motherfucker.
No, after I'm done reading the two books I'm reading, that's I think the one I'm going to go for.
Well, not if we start this new book club.
No, then you'll have the first one read.
It'll be
the first book we talk about.
That's actually a clever marketing ploy.
Right.
I like it.
Right. Get people to read it.
That's the rule of our book club. All the books have to be written by somebody who listens.
God damn it. I know one other author. Maybe I can get him to listen to our podcast. I don't think he'd like our podcast.
Uh-oh.
But I do know another author.
That's funny. I did not know that.
Yeah. Guy I went to high school with.
Right on. Fuck.
I discovered... I've never heard of somebody, but we're going to learn about her on the podcast.
Okay.
This is
exciting.
Presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party for 2020.
Oh, all right.
Dr. Joe Jorgensen.
Joe
Jorgensen.
All right.
It's a woman.
Yeah.
I'm going to read her.
She's not Vermin Supreme, so I'm already...
No, she's not, but... Generations of Republican and Democrat politicians have failed people of America. Together, they've given us $23 trillion in debt, trillion-dollar deficits, plus trillions more in unfunded liabilities, nonstop involvement in expensive and deadly foreign war, skyrocketing healthcare costs, the highest imprisonment rate in the world, even higher among racial minorities and the poor, a broken retirement system unable to pay the promised benefits, tariffs that are destroying markets for American farmers, an endless immigration crisis, big government mandates and programs created these problems. To solve them, we need to make the government smaller, much, much smaller. And then there's a list of her, you know, stances on things. Let's see. I'm going to read a list of things and you tell me what you want to hear her stance on. Neutrality and peace, healthcare, environment, social security, trade and immigration, criminal justice reform, poverty, education, and taxes.
Taxes is the only thing that I care about because if they're not less.
Taxes are never voluntary. They are always paid under the threat of punishment. If you fail to pay what the government says you owe, you can be fined, have your wages garnished, assets seized, even go to prison. Voting for more government spending inevitably leads to higher taxes to pay for it, now or in the future. As president, I will work tirelessly to slash federal spending and make government much, much smaller and let you keep what you earn.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Less taxes, that's all you got to say to get my vote.
Education. The Department of
Education. Less education, that's all you got to say to get my vote.
Well, she wants to eliminate the Department of Education because it's a bloated piece of shit.
I was talking about... Yeah, I was really hoping that out of this thing, public school would change how it works since they're learning like, oh, yeah, I guess you really only need like 2 hours of school a day. Maybe we don't have to keep the... And you can even have 8-hour school day still because, you know, parents need babysitters. But maybe you don't have to spend all eight hours of it at a desk staring forward doing clerical work.
Right.
Maybe engage the fucking kids a bit more.
Some schools try to.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
But I just mean, our fucking test-based curriculum, I don't think... I mean, I can read, I guess, so it worked.
You know, I had this discussion with somebody. They're talking about
basic math if I have a calculator, so I guess, you know, nailed it. But, you know, I'm just saying there's probably ways to make kids want to learn instead of, like, dread getting up in the morning and going to school every day.
It's the same with fucking, like, work.
Yeah.
How long did I have a job where I just fucking dreaded getting up and going to it?
Less time than me. Fuck you.
And now I have a job where I mostly enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I have my occasional days where I'm like, eh, fuck that noise. Sure. But
it's not every single day anymore?
No.
Right.
Yeah, it hasn't been every single day for a while. The only time that's happened is a couple weeks back, I pulled a hip flexor.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, pulling a hip flexor, don't do it. You can't walk.
I'm not gonna.
You literally cannot fucking put weight on your leg.
I'm actually probably gonna do that this week.
Don't do that.
Hanging drywall.
Don't do that.
I'm not gonna do it on purpose, motherfucker. I just got all this drywall to hang.
Stretch. Every day before you do it, fucking stretch.
That's a good idea.
Yes. Because I did not do that and was lifting I was lifting a stupid heavy thing. And yeah. So for like a week. Yeah. I went to work 3 half days.
Nice.
And the other 2 days I was just off. My boss is super cool about it though.
Yeah.
I found out, I was like, what's our sick policy? He was like, I mean, just use what you need. And I was like, oh, really? He's like,
bye.
He was like, I mean, we don't really have a defined policy per se. Yeah. It's kind of just don't abuse it, so and kind of an we'll fucking system. Help you.
Yeah,
I was like, good. Well, I'm fine with that because I, you know,
right.
At no point do I need to be told. You know, it's not like fucking First Data
where I called in every Friday one summer to watch all the new movie releases. To the point where one week there wasn't a movie we wanted to see, and we showed up at work and we weren't on the schedule because they're like, "Wait, it's Friday. Why are you guys not calling in?"
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Things.
Yep.
So have we gotten any emails?
We do have emails. You want to just get straight into emails? We're only like 37 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah.
37 since we paused?
No, 37 total.
Okay. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to look. I think I got some more things I can talk about that all aren't right. Fucking... related to things happening.
Excellent.
I had some boomers are the most interesting people.
Have you seen the boomer chick meme?
No.
It's just this really hot chick in like a mini skirt and a half Bernie shirt and then like this shitty song of children singing Okay Boomer while she does a stupid dance to it, but she's fucking hot. So anyway, no. Did you find her already?
No, I...
If you just type in OK Boomer Girl, she'll be like the first thing that comes up.
God damn it, now I have to look.
Sorry. It's all I think about now when people say OK Boomer is this chick.
OK Boomer Girl must be stopped. Oh, fuck
you. Oh, you gotta play ads, man. Can't...
I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Always fucking ads. Oh, the song is so fucking irritating and it's an earworm, so...
Oh, that's like somebody fucking making... God damn it, fuck you. No, never mind, I'm not going to see it.
All right.
It's like, is she as hot as the Australian oil and gas lady?
I don't know who that is.
I posted it in the group with the gigantic fucking cans.
I mean, what are you going to do, man?
God, ugh, so good. I mean, I don't think like that. Let's see here.
Do you not have a penis? Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were talking about OK Boomers.
Oh, I did see, yeah. I had this thing where I'm in this group. It's an alumni group for the Catholic school I went to.
Sure.
And there was a priest associated with the parish that it still exists. They just merged with another parish and closed the school down.
Right.
One of the priests was posting videos of the masses.
Yeah.
He's posting videos of the masses because, you know, people have been stuck at home and, you know, they still right. perform masses.
Uh-huh.
And there was one guy in the group who decided he was going to start posting Marilyn Manson videos in response to him.
That's hilarious.
I know. Well, then people are like, fuck that guy. I don't want to see that shit. And they just booted him from the group.
Sure.
And people are mad. There's some people mad about it. And I'm like, I don't know that you really get to be mad about it. Like, the dude was just being an instigative fucking shit heel. Like,
why would you be mad about him getting booted from the group?
There's nothing wrong with those videos. They're not inherently anti-Catholic. I'm like, you know exactly what he was fucking doing.
Even if they're not, they're not pertinent to what the group is for.
Well, neither are the masses mass videos. I'm like, it's a Catholic school.
Yeah.
So then they like tried holding a poll to see if people who approves of that and who doesn't. Oh. Because a lot of these people are fucking atheists now, and atheists are the most obnoxious fucking people on earth. They should
all get booted out of there then.
I mean, yeah, I kind of agree.
Fuck.
But I'm just like, I mean, and I called them out, and I was like, you're just kind of being a shitheel, so you kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
They're like, they didn't even give me any warnings though. I'm like, yeah, but if I go into a Black Lives Matter group and start posting about the 63%, should they give me warnings first?
Oh, yeah. They should be like, well, maybe you should not be posting dumb shit, you dumb...
Right. No. Fuck off.
You're a villain. Get out.
Ugh. It kind of annoyed me.
Here's the OK Boomer girl for you. And it's just this.
She's cute.
Yeah. But this video was super, like, blew up and was a thing. Let me tell you the story of the OK Boomer girl in like 3 seconds because it's funny. So this video goes viral. She's been some kind of Twitter model forever, I guess. But this video goes viral, and so everybody's, you know, simping for the fucking OK Boomer girl. And then she makes the biggest mistake an e-thought can make, Colin. Do you know what that is?
Oh, no.
She mentioned her boyfriend on a stream.
Whoops!
And so then all of her fucking simp fans turned on her and tried to get her deplatformed.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
If I can't have her, no one can.
Jesus Christ. what do they call those guys?
Simps.
No, there was a different word for it.
Nice guys?
No, it wasn't nice guys either. The language keeps changing, and people are like, oh, we can't use it anymore because it's derogatory.
Pathetic?
That's a fact. Oh, my brother sent me a fucking a meme.
Yeah.
Because he watches The Office, my youngest brother.
Yeah.
I told him how you watched it in your favorite season was season 8, and he sent me that.
Yeah, kind of.
But because it was your favorite season, he thought that was appropriate.
It's the only good season. It's the only not terrible season. It's the only season that doesn't give me fucking testicular cancer.
Oh, did you see this fucking this Japanese wrestler who killed herself?
Yeah, my buddy Andy is real big fucking New Japan and All Japan fan and liked her a lot. He was pretty bummed about it. But the response is basically, get off the fucking internet.
Yeah.
Like, it's tragic, but come on, man.
Somebody replied, somebody posted it in the Dick Show group, and somebody replied and was like, wrestling is stupid, but she looks cool. What was she bullied over? And somebody responded, people on the internet kept telling her that wrestling was stupid, but she looked cool.
Yeah, I saw that. So there's this lady wrestler in Japan who was bullied online and committed suicide last week.
Yeah.
I'm not real familiar. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen any of her matches. I'm not familiar with her work. I just know about it because Andy was like bummed about it the other day. Man, Jim Ross is on. Speaking of fucking wrestlers and Twitter. So Jim, there's this wrestler named, I cannot remember their name. Sonny Kiss. He is very, very flamboyant. Lee, I don't know if he's actually gay or if he's just
kayfabe gay.
It's not kayfabe. But I don't know if he's gay or if he's just effeminate or if he's just trans. Gotcha. I guess he's like fucking non-binary or whatever, or identifies as both. Anyway, Jim Ross always calls Sonny Kiss he.
Okay.
And so everybody online, and even though Sonny Kiss is bald head, dresses, he dresses like the Wayans in a gay sketch from In Living Color.
Okay.
All right. Like, he's fucking leaning all the way into it. Fucking fantastic wrestler. And Jim Ross always says he in his matches, right? And you got to consider, this is a wrestling company with the first openly transgender women's wrestling champion, right? Okay. I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
That doesn't seem fair.
It's fucking wrestling. Who gives a shit?
Are you saying it's fake?
I'm saying it's irrelevant. I'm saying even if it was a real sport, who gives a shit? It's all fake. Anyway, gosh, she basically is like Nia Jax, but talented. Like she, yeah.
God damn.
But you know, God damn, I cannot remember her name either. Anyway, so that's just for context. So the internet, some fucking Twitter guy on internet starts, how dare Jim fucking misgender Sonny Kiss, blah, 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 blah. Guy with like, I don't know, 6 fucking Twitter followers, and he got like, I don't know, a handful of likes and like less than 100 retweets.
Yeah.
And instead of just ignoring it like you should, Jim Ross responds to the guy, which whatever, his response is, you know, I talk to Sonny Kiss every day and I made sure I was using pronouns he was accepting of, so whatever, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But like, why even respond to somebody like... Like, you don't have to respond to every fucking critic. You don't have to read every fucking person who asks you.
No, I get it, but there's also... It's just...
Like, if it had blown up, or if it was somebody with followers, but, like, I have 0 Twitter followers. If I post some shit and at Jim Ross in it, he should probably... If I'm like, Jim Ross is dumb looking... He probably shouldn't go out of his way to fucking respond to me.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I think it's just, it's probably a product of his era.
Like, the internet?
No. The not willing to just let shit fucking go by. Like, oh, somebody's talking shit about me. He's a Texan.
He's
Oklahoman. Sorry.
Oklahoma. God damn.
And he's from the...
Now who's misgendering people? Piece of shit.
If there's anybody on the show that's from either one of those states are really pissed right now, like, do not mix us up. It's akin, but 10 times worse than calling somebody from Iowa or Nebraska an Iowan.
Yeah.
You know.
God damn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I just thought that, like, people on the internet, get the fuck off the internet, man.
Well, there was one thing that happened this week. So Twitter started censoring Donald Trump tweets because fucking...
it's going to be the end of our podcast, but I'm okay with it.
That Joe Scarborough guy, Trump was talking shit about him. And his wife, Mika Brzezinski, was like, I'm going to go to the Twitter guy. And so Twitter started, apparently she did, and Twitter started tweeting. So Trump's like, I'm going to sign an executive order telling you can't do this.
Yeah.
And people are really pissed about it. I'm like, oh my God, are we finally getting rid of social media? Thank fucking God.
Either that or we're allowing Nazis back on it.
It is a fucking net negative to humanity.
You think?
I know.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
We'd be so much better off if nobody had a podcast.
We're allowed to talk. We're allowed to say all our dumb opinions.
Right.
Man,
I don't know. I don't understand, and I really don't get it because people are like, "Oh, fucking free speech, oh, private business," when it doesn't work in their favor,
right?
Like, I don't know.
Maybe
everybody go fuck themselves.
If private businesses are allowed fucking control over free speech, then there is no free speech. That's my
because
fucking
private
take
businesses
on it.
Run everything,
right?
They control everything
because the government is a fucking private business at this goddamn point. Ugh.
Yeah.
All right. Now you want to read emails?
No. There was...
Oh, shit. I sidetracked you.
There was one other thing.
We needed an extra like 10 minutes.
Somebody posted this picture of... It's the Silver Surfer picture, but it's a brain as a surfboard coming out of his head.
I'm aware of it.
And they said, when leftists compare looting and rioting to the Boston Tea Party, and there's a great response to it. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. The British East India Company was specifically exempt from taxation, and the Townshend Acts made it so colonies could only buy tea from them. They were very much the root of the issue with the Townshend Acts. Setting fire to an immigrant's electronics business is not the same thing. I'm like, yeah, because I was thinking about that. I'm like, it's not really the same thing unless, like, the police...
They should burn down the police station.
Right. That would make more sense.
Right.
So, it's what I fucking said. I know I've said it on the podcast before.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to condone burning down a police station because I don't want to go to prison.
But if you're fucking going to burn down shit anyway, you know, focus your aim.
I saw somebody on Facebook recently post, like, stop, like, you're burning down the wrong buildings, and then a bunch of picture of, like, fucking the White House and the Congress, whatever, the Capitol building.
I've said that many times.
Yeah.
There's a video of Killer Mike. He's a rapper, activist guy.
Yeah.
And he got up and was, man, that was a pretty passionate speech that he gave. And I'm like, this dude is like...
To be fair, they tried last night. Like, they started a lot of that shit was, like, out front of the precinct and at the courthouse.
Oh, I know.
But then,
they're just not very good at it. They're not organized enough.
Yeah, and then the cops, like, as soon as they got too close to the courthouse, the cops just started opening fire.
Yeah.
Like, even though it was still peaceful at the time, the police are just like, no, you guys are about to burn down the right thing. We can't allow that.
Right. We're not going to protect any of the businesses downtown, though.
No, fuck those businesses, but...
Yeah. But, Killer Mike, he talked about his... Dad was a police officer. He's fucking police throughout his family.
Yeah.
And he's like, so I got a lot of love, but at the same time, when you watch a guy being murdered,
right?
He's like, it just rips your fucking heart out. He's like, and we're so used to, we watch it over and over like murder porn.
Right.
And he was like, and this is what we're feeding our children. They don't know anything else. They just see violence and that's what they repeat. And he said, he basically said, he's like, don't burn down your own house. Fortify your own house. You know, strategize, plan, and go out there and actually make a fucking difference. You know what? If you could work together and vote people out of office, and, you know, there's a lot of different shit he talked about.
Or just do what I said and team up with all those rednecks who want to get their hair cut.
He's also very pro-Second Amendment because he understands that. 100% he understands it. I like Killer Mike a lot. He's very left in a lot of his views, but
look,
he's very
nobody in this country needs the Second Amendment more than poor black people.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The thing that it's for is to stop the police from murdering them.
Yeah. And again, I keep repeating to people, The government should fear us, not right. The other way around. And, you know, if only we had a fucking document that protected an inherent right to.
Which is why Friday, I saw somebody with a sign that, like, at the BLM protest that said no to the NRA. And I'm like, seems counterproductive.
It is.
You're protesting the police and the NRA. Like,
at the same time, they also want the government to really fucking have tons of control on us and keep us locked up at our house. Like,
so the I don't know, man.
They're not well thought out ideas, dude.
Just now saying. Can I read emails?
Yes.
Emails. theloudneighbors@outlook.com. If you want to write us in an email like Fleer did this week.
Wow.
He sent us in a Florida Man of the Week. I don't know if we can really call these of the week anymore. Florida Man of the Year. Hey, Loud Neighbors. It's been a while since I've emailed. I apologize. You are forgiven. How's the dog doing? He got a dog.
I know. And he calls himself a dog dad.
Well, look. Fleer can do all these things that I hate and get away with
them. But he doesn't do it ironically, even though you kind of think it's ironically.
That's why he can get away with it, I think. I don't know. But Fleer just like...
He gets a pass.
He gets a pass for all these things that I hate about everybody else. He's like the ultimate fucking hipster. The dude could wear skinny jeans and I'd allow it. I don't know why.
I think it's because he's funny.
Maybe.
And the hates our podcast and never comes on.
I don't know, man. But yeah.
I think we'd be a better show if he was on it.
As upset as I get about all of the things he said, if anybody else was saying it, I'm like, oh, Fleer, you're adorable. Florida Man of the Week. Florida man arrested for kicking a chicken in the way a football player would kick a field goal.
God damn it.
During an argument with his girlfriend, not the chicken. Maybe they were the same person. Marathon, Florida. A Florida Keys man was arrested Monday after he kicked a chicken during an argument with his girlfriend's deputy said. Nicholas Chu, 43, of Marathon, faces a charge of animal cruelty in connection with the March 22nd incident. Monroe County Sheriff's Office spokesman Adam Linhart said Sergeant Joel Slough was called to a domestic dispute between Chu and his girlfriend, who said she was mad that Chu kicked the chicken. Chu admitted to kicking the chicken out of the way, further admitting his annoyance by the noise the birds cause, Linhart said. A separate witness stated he saw Chu kick the chicken in the way a football player would kick a field goal. It's a chick. Look, I'm not a big fan of animal cruelty, but
right,
it's a fucking chicken. It's going to get its head cut off and eaten. Slough found the injured chicken standing on one leg. The chicken was taken to a Marathon veterinarian, where it was later learned the chicken had 4 broken ribs. All right, maybe this is a bit egregious. Maybe you don't need to punt a chicken. Maybe I was wrong about my earlier take on this.
I find it weird, though. You know.
It's different.
They could cut the chicken's head off and eat it.
It's different.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean,
look. Everybody likes Freddy Krueger when he murders
children.
You're
tenderizing the meat.
Listen.
You're tenderizing the meat.
Everybody likes 80s Freddy Krueger who murders children. Nobody likes 2015 or whenever, 2011 Freddy Krueger when he rapes children. You can murder. You can't punt torture. That's the rules. The chicken was eventually reunited with its owner, who wanted to press charges. A warrant was then filed for Chu's arrest. Oh, it was a pet chicken, so they're not going to eat this one. All right, fuck the guy. But also, I don't know, don't date people who have pet chickens.
No, fucking Jesus.
I think that's the real lesson we can all learn.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man.
You want a chicken running around in your house, shitting all over everything, pecking up your furniture?
No, I don't. There I mean, go. I'm not an idiot.
Email number 2.
What?
Unless you got any more about the chickens.
No.
Mimsy is mad at me. She sends an angry email.
Done.
Listen, your cat can get very sick from plants, so don't let him eat your spider plant. Grr. First of all, do you know how much fucking research I did to make sure spider plants were safe for cats? A lot. I spent like a week because I'm a fucking paranoid fucking anxiety ridden mess. So I spent a week reading fucking websites about whether or not spider plants were safe for cats. Mm-hmm. By all accounts, spider plants are non-toxic and perfectly safe for cats. They have a mild hallucinogenic effect, similar to catnip, but they are non-toxic to cats.
Why don't you just get a catnip plant? You can buy those.
I just wanted the spider plant because I like them. Okay. Also, it's hanging from the ceiling about fucking 5 feet off the ground. There's no way the cat can eat it.
I should get a spider plant. We have trouble keeping plants alive.
Thank you for your concern. But I had 100%, I did lots of research on it and considered it and made sure I got a plant that if the cat nibbled on a leaf of, he's not going to get sick.
A robust plant.
I made sure that it was animal safe before getting it, because that's the kind of thing that will cause me to not sleep for a week. Colin, if you want good pho, especially to go, try IFA number 1. Yes, horrible name in Bellevue.
I have to ask Fong. I got to ask Fong his opinion on all this, because when he's told me places suck and I've tried them, he's always right.
All right, that's fair.
I tried Saigon Surface this week for lunch. Okay. I got their, they do their sandwiches, banh mi.
All right. I don't know what that means.
Extra
grass?
No, it's a grilled hoagie. It's like a baguette, French baguette. It's got grilled pork in it.
Okay.
This mayonnaise, this aioli that's fucking delicious. And theirs had something else in there. And then on top, it had cucumbers, carrots, and radish. And it was fucking phenomenal.
All right.
And it was like 12 inches long for $11. It was great.
Oh, you're going to disregard her previous opinion right now. But I think she's probably right. Roast beef is the superior of all the lunch meats.
It's garbage.
You know what that means? Mimsy's got more testosterone than you.
Is that what it means?
That's what it means. Sorry, buddy.
Does it?
Sorry, buddy.
But I eat beef jerky.
Yeah, well.
I eat more beef jerky than I think people eat food.
That might be, but you know what you don't eat?
Roast beef, because it's almost always terrible.
You know what else? You know,
actual roast beef is good, but not as a lunch meat. You know, cold, it's not good. I don't like it.
Jerky must be filled with estrogen.
You know what I do like roast beef on?
Sandwiches, because it's delicious.
The fucking New York Yankee at Jason's Deli. All
right.
That's a good fucking sandwich. You know why?
Because I had roast beef on it.
Because it's hot. Yeah. Cold roast beef is not good.
I disagree.
I fucking don't like it, man. Last time I had a roast beef sandwich, the roast beef was so fucking stringy and chewy.
Where did you go, though?
It's most delis, deli meat that you go get. Fucking it's fucking crazy. Terrible. It might be how thin they slice it. I think that's probably an issue.
I wouldn't tell you to go buy a roast beef sandwich just to try it out, but the ones at Jersey Mike's are really good.
But are they hot?
I think it's cooked, but it's served cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. It's delicious.
I don't really like Jersey Mike's that much.
They were sold out the other day.
I'm more of a Firehouse sub guy.
That's fair.
Firehouse is good.
Firehouse is meatball sub.
They have one called the New York Steamer. I think that's got corned beef and... No, I think it's just corned beef on that.
Corned beef is good, corned but beef the is salt delicious. Content is too much. Well, that's impossible.
Right. Corned beef is fucking delicious.
Also, it's leathery? What? I think that was about the roast beef. Yeah, Collins. Dumb.
Again, they're very similar, meats.
Yeah.
Right there. But corned beef tastes better inherently, so...
Is it because of the too much salt?
Yes.
That's fair.
100%.
The podcast you did last week was great for my run. Thanks. You're welcome, and I'm sorry about the audio content last week, and even more sorry about the audio content, the audio quality this week. But it should be good after like 15 or so minutes.
Right.
Once we turned the right mics on and turned the mics to face our faces. I turned the ice maker back on. No. So ignore that.
Gotcha.
Also, Trevor, you troll. We told you that you're more than welcome to use our TeamSpeak server. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work any better.
It's a slightly better codec than other programs. Yeah.
Gotcha.
We'd make a channel for you and promise not to pop in. I'd even make it password protected. Well, it doesn't matter because I don't know if you're watching the news, but social distancing is over, folks.
Right.
That shit. God, is that's the funniest. News.
That's the funniest shit ever.
It's dumb.
People are so fucking scared to go into a fucking grocery store out with thousands of people protesting. Yep. What?
Turns out nobody believed it ever.
Right. They just really wanted the government to control what they do, except when they actually control what they do, and then they're like,
wait, that is bad.
Fuck. Man, people just don't really think things through, do they? Ever.
We're kind of a reactionary animal.
We are. We really are. It's annoying.
That's all for now. Cheers, Mims. Thanks for writing in, and don't worry about my kitten. I did plenty of research about the spider plants because I was very concerned about that myself, and he will be just fine, and I keep it propped up so he can't nibble on it just to be safe anyway, because I am a responsible pet owner, and thank you for...
Your also, courage.
If you think that I was going to feed my cat poisonous plants and you let me talked me into adopting this cat, maybe you're the irresponsible party here. Did you ever consider that?
Also, I mean, look, man, animals are out in fucking the wild all the time and can learn to not eat fucking plants. So.
Yeah, but there are some plants that are like not natural plants that are their house plants that are very toxic to cats.
Kind of like poinsettias.
Yeah.
Toxic to everybody.
Yeah, there's some shit you really got to fucking curate, but I made sure spider plants were not one of them.
Okay.
That's all I got. You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
Loudneighbors.com, Facebook.com/loudneighbors. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Stay safe this week.
Fight the power. Or don't.